This last weekend, July 23rd to 25th, was the Vancouver Transform, a gathering for transgender people, their friends, and allies. Transgender, for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology, is an umbrella term for all those whose gender identity doesn't match their assigned sex, or whose gender role simply doesn't conform unambiguously to conventional notions of gender. While there's been people organizing around transgender issues for years here in Vancouver, this forum was the first of its kind. It featured a multitude of different seminars, workshops, and activities. For example, there were several sessions on transgender rights within the healthcare system, a planning group meeting on how to address police harassment, workshops on self-defense, as well as a session on trans experiences in post-secondary education. There were also film screenings, performances, and an all-body swim. The forum concluded with a Trans Pride March. I was at the forum and I had the honor to speak to James Diamond. James is a writer, director, producer, and mentor in communications and multimedia. James's film, Mars Womb Men, was screened at the Trans Film Festival that happened in conjunction with the forum. I first asked James about the role of the Trans Forum.
Well, everyone has their individual needs that they want to fulfill, like coming here. So, you know, it's finding that balance of a structured system that can facilitate freedom, or you know, maybe eventually it can be the other way around. I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just that there's just so much freedom out there that, you know, the structure is kind of like a side effect. I just feel like people are more concerned with the structure than the chaos. Fighting the chaos with structure, but not necessarily seeing the freedom within chaos or whatever. I don't know. I'm just newly on this anarchy thing. Like I don't know what it means to anyone, but. That's what I like about it, is that it's like, you know, a label that's counteracting the system of having labels. Mm-hmm. So it can be ironic and hypocritical very easily, but if I'm going to join something, it's people that don't want to join anything, really. But I've had times where it was very important to be around other people that were somewhere in the transgender spectrum. But now, when I've been doing so much work, I've been out as a transgender person, although I've never really called myself that, you know, since I was 18, and I'm 33 now. So, you know, I'm coming here and trying not to be some jaded old person who doesn't need support anymore, or anything like that. I'm trying to listen to what the process has been like, but I feel like with any groups, it has to start with the indigenous people of the land, and you know, it's not even an appropriate term because it's English, but it's two-spirited, and this is a huge lesson that we need to learn, as well as, you know, intersex. The physical manifestation of, you know, somebody is possibly ambiguously gendered. You know, these are just very undeniable terms that could help, you know, help all people. And not saying that transgender is not that, but just being aware that the work that you're doing is on occupied territories, and that there is a pre-existing system that we should be conscious of.
Do you feel like the Trans Forum, I guess, has done a good job of including diverse perspectives on gender and engaging the Indigenous community, and like what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they can only do so much. I mean, I'm not expecting them to like reverse colonialism or anything, but yeah, it's hard when you have a minority voices, you expect so much out of them sometimes, and it's not really fair, but you also want to understand, like, say, maybe gay and lesbian need to learn about queer, maybe queer needs to learn about transgender, maybe transgender needs to learn about two-spirit, like, just always looking at where you came from and where you're going. You know, there's been Indigenous people who have been present giving workshops about whatever they're acknowledged in. And doesn't have to be about Indigenous issues, obviously, but I think, yeah, they've done as good as they can. I mean, it's Vancouver. I went to the People of Color group, and I was one of three people in there, and we had a packed group that I could hear, you know, on the other side of the wall. You know, it doesn't really matter what else what their issue was, but I also wanted to be at that workshop, right? But you know, I didn't want to leave only two people to be in this. So, you know, I'm in a weird situation there where I don't know whether my identity is just for the sake of identity or it's really who I am.
That was an interview with writer, director, and producer James Diamond, done at the Vancouver Trans Forum this last weekend. To find out more about the Vancouver Trans Forum, go online to vancouvertransforum.com.